Hey guys, my name is Ahmed Faiz, and I'm a student in Qatar, and this is Strive for the Best. And in this episode, we're gonna be talking about getting work done, and with using manageable product and productivity. And today I'm joined with my good friend Ibrahim. Ibrahim, can you please introduce yourself?
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. My name is Ibrahim, aka Ibi. You call me that if you want to. I'm a student, obviously. I'm in high school right now, 11th grade. Let's go.
Hey, let's go. All right, so Ibrahim, so the first question I got for you is how do you really like manage your time?
To be honest, half of my day I'm just sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, with this whole quarantine stuff and the coronavirus, you can't really do anything about it, right?
Yeah. I mean, the quarantine is just it's mad. You know, it's a really different hit. Yeah. But yeah, no, not really. I don't sleep half of the day, but I do a lot. I think this quarantine actually helped me out to do more productive stuff. I did a lot of creativity a lot. I love creativity.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice. Yes. Oh.
And yeah.
So, like, how would you encourage people out there, like in quarantine right now? They're like lazy as hell, and they can get up the bed and be like, I'm too lazy. I can't do this, bro. I can't even bother doing it, man. Like,
I think that feeling, that vibe that we're getting, like being lazy and stuff, I think it's from most of the schools are giving us online classwork, which is literally disturbing us. Yeah, I'm one of the few people who are like absolutely not caring about it. And I really, really hate it. I really hate online classes. It's just annoying. But I think, yeah, a lot of people are just using Netflix a lot, you know, like they're just chilling and watching tons of movies and series. Yeah, exactly. I've seen a lot of my friends do it. And I think it's really strange because most of the guys are doing productive stuff and some of them are just relaxing. And I think I'm between them because I'm lazy at the same time doing productive stuff at the same time.
Yeah, for sure. No.
Really.
And you see this millionaires and the celebrities like in the internet and they're seeing like try a new thing and learn a new skill. But then people,
the worst one you can ever think of is I'm gonna call out like literally Logan Paul, right? Logan Paul, his productivity is just insane, you know, like hands down, no one can compete his. Like literally, if you guys go to his vlogs, you're gonna see in the beginning of his videos, you're just gonna see his freaking productivity of quarantine. It's just insane. It's mad. One day he's gonna be gone from this world just by doing something really stupid. Seriously, it's just insane. Exactly. It's mad.
Exactly. All right, so I basically just got some advice from some people, and they told me that if you make a routine. If you start a routine with yourself, you can literally like and make a habit and then start learning new things and then you know with you can all start this with just a routine, but the problem with me, my sleep pattern is messed up. Every time I try to fix it, I just couldn't.
Yeah,
the
same. It just gets I can worse. Relate to that. Yeah,
it just gets worse.
I know. Today I've been called up by my family that, yo, listen here, son, you know, you need to, you know, get back up, you know, fix your sleeping routine. I was like, all right, yeah, sure. Plus, we got Ramadan, you know, like
and you're fasting.
Ramadan just, look, before quarantine, every year of Ramadan, we have our sleeping schedule flipped over. It's just opposite. And it's just really, you know, different now because in quarantine, we already had our screwed up.
Exactly.
sleeping schedule, and it just gets worse because Ramadan has been added to us. Shout out to everyone who's doing daily Ramadan vibes. You know, it's just insane while you're doing quarantine. It's really it's just like,
yeah, it just feels weird. In general, it feels weird.
It's like, all right, you're doing, yeah, it's just like you're doing quarantine. At the same time, you're not allowed to eat the whole daytime. You know, just, exactly. That's it. And you can't listen to music and read Quran, literally. That's what's happening right
now. Yeah, and I don't even feel the pressure right now because it's Ramadan. And I can't even feel the pressure like last time.
This Ramadan, like, I really miss one thing about Ramadan, like going to the mosque and pray Tarawih with your, like, boys. It's just, like, with your whole squad in the Tarawih, it's just insane.
Yeah,
like,
it's
just gone. It's just gone. It's like,
I don't
even walk to my mosque anymore. You know, it's just weird.
Yeah, so
probably will forget where the mosque is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, to be honest.
Yeah, man, it's just, it's mad, you know.
Yeah. So,
I think the world's gonna be.
So how do you really expect from yourself, like, and to get out of the bed and, like, just open your computer, open your book, and just start typing or writing and learning, like, a new skill or like a new language or stuff? How do you expect that from you?
To be honest, when I wake up, it just became a habit, really. It's waking up and opening my computer.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's a really bad habit, really. But if you're doing something productive on your computer when you wake up, you know, and you're ready to do something, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna change. Yeah. I think then, you should really. Yeah. I don't know. It depends on what you do on your computer. And that's what I think. If you're going on YouTube and just start watching vlogs of some random guy for entertainment, then you're just being a waste man, you know, literally. So I think if it's anything productive, you're learning something new, then sure, you know, like, you know, don't go straight away to Netflix and start eating breakfast with just Netflix, you know. Like, like, I do that sometimes, but, you know, like, if I do that daily, then I don't know what am I doing in this universe.
So, exactly. And for me, actually, I don't really, like, I just can't get in a certain routine because my body is not allowing me to do so, and it's Ramadan. So, like, oh my God, like, I tried it once. I stayed up all night. I just can't.
Damn. Yeah, I know, like, it's just weird, like, you're eating for your fajr, like, for, suhoor, or, like, iftar, I think, yeah, we call it suhoor, right?
Yeah.
Like, for fajr, like, before fajr, yeah, so, like, you eat, then, like, for literally, I remember I didn't sleep till asr, literally. I woke up, like, at 12 at night, and then, literally stayed all night, so probably, like, about 20 hours I stayed awake, you know, with no food, God.
That's a lot, it's just
weird, you know, like, if we just find a vaccine, you know, of the coronavirus, of COVID-19, we're just everything goes back to normal, like, I think everyone is, like, talking about this and that, people are dying, suffering, exactly. You know, like, cities, economies collapsed. I think if we just find the vaccine, are just gonna forget about this, you know. But yeah, we're just stuck right now, literally.
I know, right? Just people need to be patient, and people are like, and they're panicking protesting. Right now. They're just panicking.
They're protesting right now that we should not stay in the houses. You know, like, people are already fed up.
Bro, they're crazy. I don't know what they're doing.
Bro, like, USA, man. It's just serious, bro. It's just insane, literally.
Yeah. So with the whole COVID-19 thing. Also, like, it's as everyone knows in the podcast, that online learning has been a thing. So, like,
all right,
yeah. And since online learning came up, no one is like just getting better at studying or something, because
I don't get the point of online studying, like online schooling. That's one thing I just really, why? Why? You know, like, why? Yeah. Like, you know, when sometimes you have to say why so many times, this is the wrong
exactly.
like just why, you know, like why do you exist, you know, why who made this up, seriously, like, you know, it's insane. Like, it's funny, like, I had 2 years of like IGCSE, 2 years of study, you know, like just to do 2 years of study time, and then after 2 years the main thing is to do the test, like the paper test. Obviously you pay for that money, and then in the end you're not doing the paper test, so like it's just like a full of scam, you know. Like, for 2 years you're studying for IGCSE, and then you're like, where's the paper test, you know, like
exactly.
2 years, 2 years program is just gone. You're just like poof, gone. Yeah, exactly. You can't predict your grades. And you know, like, I remember, like, teacher says, oh, this doesn't matter, the grades don't matter, term two, term three, it just matters if what you do in the test. That's the main reason. I'm like, all right, now what's the situation? They're like, oh, now we're gonna take all your term one, term two grades, which I done really horrible. So,
oh my god,
yeah, yeah. That's... So we yeah, it's just it's about time where the world's gonna end without me, you know. So
yeah, so you just gotta face it, man. It is what it is.
No, I mean, I'm taking the test again. There's no way I'm gonna take like a C or a B.
Yeah, I mean, it's not fair, to be honest. Yeah, it's not fair.
It's not fair, really. Biased, we should not take the predicaments. It's just not, you know.
So like, once I was awake at 3 a.m. and my teacher just randomly just started posting. Bro, how do you know? How do you know people are crying at this time? Like, come on. Oh my
God. Hey, same situation, man. They're in quarantine. We're in quarantine. You know,
this. You're just spamming going for good. I just can't even bother.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's just mad, bro. Teachers who stay awake at night, it's just mad, you know?
No.
I swear to God, I actually emailed my teacher asking a question at like 1, 2 a.m. She replied instantly. She's like, she's there, you know. she's alive. No, she's there. Our teachers are alive at like in the middle of the morning, like the morning, like late morning. It's just they're there, like.
Yeah. Yo, that's mad.
It's insane.
Really. Yeah. So right now, as you may know, and people, businesses are like people who are having businesses, like in real life. Their business are not going so well, but like
economy fall.
Online business,
bruh,
and they're getting hella money from that. Hella money.
yeah. All right now, just yo, bro. Zoom. Let's talk about Zoom.
Zoom.
Nobody knew Zoom. Nobody knew Zoom. And by the way, we're using Zoom right now. So, and holy shit, like, can I swear on this one? Like, can I? May I?
You can. It's okay.
Yeah. I hope YouTube does not monetize us.
Holy shite,
you know, like, holy shit, you know, like, holy shit, you know, let me just, you know, just in case, you know, safe, you know, we probably have kids watching our podcast, but, yeah, but like, Zoom, nobody knew Zoom. Now it's just like, it's just like keeping us in the corners alive. It's just our oxygen package, you know? It's like,
yo,
it's the only thing keeping us alive from not dropping down to the edge.
Exactly.
And falling off.
Party is blocked in Qatar right now.
In our country, in our region right now, it's blocked. I don't know why though. It's just, yeah, I mean, it was running. I see many of my friends use it, but I don't know what's the main issue with the house party, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so like, and also you're like you're a big football fan, as you can see.
Oh yeah, I am.
Manchester.
Let's talk about this jacket. Hey, man, I just like the jacket. It was comfortable. It's the only thing that shop alive. I did not support this team. This team is trash. All right. It's just,
so why are you wearing the jacket?
The jacket is so good though. If you like, it's comfort. Like, it cost me a lot, but it was comfort. It is comfort. Literally, I enjoy wearing this. I sleep with this thing some days. You know, it's just good. It's just comfort. I don't like the team. Like, I get a lot of criticism of when I wear this jacket. I wear this jacket a lot, and people are like, "Yo, you support this team? you support this like this UK team that you like, why? I'm like, no, look, man, I'm Barcelona, full on Barcelona. They didn't have any jackets from Barcelona. They don't make these jackets. You know, Barcelona doesn't make these. So, you know, yeah. I mean, the brand Adidas, like, they make the comfort jackets. Seriously, they're famous for their jackets. So, yeah, they have comfort brand initially. So, it was really good one. So, yeah, and the color, black and red, you know, what else do you want?
It's lit, man.
it's on fire, you know?
Yeah. All right, so the whole football season and canceling, you know, the French league.
Oh, yeah.
Serie A, and the Premier League, bro, and the League One.
Bro. The only sports that is alive right now is WWE.
But really?
I kid you not. Yeah, and I'm still watching it Monday Night Raw. It literally, it's still happening. It's just without the crowd. It's just, it's the only, I think they're athletes, so like they don't really get affected. I think athletes don't get like if they get coronavirus, but they won't get like really affected by it. They'll just like get on with it, you know.
It's whatever.
Yeah, it's just they're just beasts, you know. Like they don't get you know, like they don't get affected by corona. Like they will get the symptoms and stuff, but they'll go to hospital, but they won't. They'll be just fine, you know. They're just gonna enjoy the time in the hospital, literally.
No.
Like they have, it's a joke to them, literally. So I think the wrestlers are just, you know, doing their job still. So it's pretty amazing how it's the only sports alive. Speaking of Premier League, today I did some reading articles and I've seen a future update that there's going to be a COVID-19 event Premier League edition. Like a COVID edition.
Yo.
Yeah, like seriously, no, it's actually happening. Like people are, like, I think it's in the end of May. I think, yeah, end of May, I believe, there's going to be a probability chance of having a Premier League, like, reback program. Like, it's going to be back again. So, I think in the future time, we're going to see ourselves watching Premier League.
That's good news.
And one thing that they're not going to use any medical use from hospitals. They're going to buy their own, make their own. So, that's one good thing. So, all the patients.
Yeah, that's good.
So there's not going to be like a lack of equipments for the hospital to take care of COVID-19. Yeah, so
exactly.
So I think I like what they're doing. You know, like keeping the people entertained at home.
Respect.
So, yeah, it's pretty amazing. So we're probably going to see Premium in the future. Like it's
in the future, inshallah. Inshallah. And I got a couple of questions here. So, talking about getting work done, you know, and some people might just like just start in the beginning, and then they might just lose the flow afterwards, and they might just go on Netflix, YouTube, play some games, and they're gonna be like, oh, I'm just taking a break for like 5 minutes break, and then the 5 minute break becomes like 5 hours, so like.
Yeah, bro, okay, like I don't know if you're talking about me, but this is 100% me, bro. I was like, yo, I'm going to take a break. Yo, the break is like probably like a month, then I will come back working on it. I swear to God, seriously, I'm studying right now coding. I came back, I was like, yo, let me take a break out of this coding, because I was doing a lot of coding. And then, like, the next week, I just left it. So I haven't come to it yet. So right now, I'm just relaxing right now.
We can't
do anything, seriously.
Routine is messed up.
Let me go outside, then I'll start working, because I need to see the nature. I need the nature. Like, I'm a natural mammal, you know. I should go outside. I am not a guy living, like, it's a prison now. Literally, whoever is right now in prison, like a home arrest, you know.
It's nothing
for him. It's just like
hot. It's just like 6ix9ine and home arrest, man.
Yeah, literally. Like, I'm literally seeing the four members of my house every single day, and it's just like pathetic to see them every single day. I'm like, I just hate it.
Yeah.
I just like bro. Why are you here? Why are you in my face? You know, like, get out of my face. Seriously. But luckily, I have neighbors and friends, so I still meet them up. They're just relaxing in the compound. So yeah, that's one thing. You live in Azdan, so for you, it's kind of like a risk-taking to go outside, because a lot of people, there's like, the compound is large. I've seen.
Bro.
I've been there.
The amount of people just walking, like, just like exercising at night, bro. It's mad. It's just mad.
Yeah, I know. And yours is like a whole new, it's a town, literally. Your place is just a town. Yeah, it's huge. It is huge. I've been, the central area of Azdan is like, there's two football pitch area. It's not a pitch, but it's like basketball plus football. Yeah. And there's like a swimming pool. And there's like a supermarket. I mean, like, wait, is the supermarket still open? Like, people can go there?
Nah, now it's closed because they're trying to make like a new one or like bring up a new owner or something. Just closed for a long time.
Oh
now.
My! Oh right.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, man, you're just chilling there. I have a few friends over there who live there. I've been there. I actually went there for sleepover like 3 nights. It's a nice place, really honest. Like,
yeah, it's huge, bro. It's massive.
It's huge. Like, literally, you can make a lot of friends, you know, like if you, hey, I want this, you know, someone's going to be there to help you out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a town. Literally, it's a town. It's an amazing. And there's a school. There's like, I think there's a school there, right? For young kids. For like primary school, I think.
I think it's a nursery. I don't think it's
a nursery. Yeah. It's nursery. Yeah. It's pretty. Yeah. Your area is. Yeah. At the same time, it's dangerous because, you know, coronavirus, you know, like,
yeah, and just people are like not scared right now. And they don't care.
They're not wearing masks. Or gloves. Yeah, that's one issue. I think people are not taking this thing seriously. I remember, yo, shout out to Talabat, you know, Talabat is just helping us out.
Literally, I
would order McDonald's probably every week in the weekend.
And
I have to wear gloves and masks, you know, so I'm like, it's really scary.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're getting like corona cases like every 900, 600 cases. So it's really mad.
It's a whole world pandemic, my brother.
It's just insane. But I think at the same time, the actions that we took as a humanity is, I think, pretty insane. Because there's like, comparing to other pandemics that have been happened centuries. Yeah. I think one by far this one is most deadliest, but at the same time we're handling the best way as we can.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're good.
Yeah. So our last topic for the day is managing procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. We all procrastinate these days with the whole quarantine and stuff, you know. We get lazy and social media and we scroll on social media for like hours and hours. And
hours.
Play games and stuff.
Days, not hours, bro. Days,
bro.
Bro, months and bro. It's been, I think, 2 months now. Yeah, we've been using social media a lot, bro. It's
just, yeah, bro. And just people like, when you do something, your assignment, you'll be like, oh, I just forgot. You see, those two words, I forgot. it's like the most common word in the world right now. The most common word.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Common word.
Yeah, I mean, if you like those people who work hard, you know, they never say this word for them. For them, it's like a brand new word. I forgot. You know, that word, I think it depends on the person, really. And majority of us say, I forgot, because, you know, we're just being lazy bastards, just sitting down, just, you know, doing nothing. Yeah, but, like, there's people out there who are just grinding, you know, literally.
Yeah.
Grinding. I think I'm taking this quarantine as an opportunity to, like, start online. And as you see, you started a podcast, and I enjoy right now, you know, like, shout out to you, man.
Yeah,
you literally like started this podcast, and it's insane. I hope a lot of people come to this podcast.
I hope so.
And I'm probably gonna start my own podcast in the future. Really, I'm already designing one, so stay tuned to that stuff.
Stay tuned, guys.
I mean, it's gonna be insane. Really,
yeah, it's coming soon. Coming soon.
Yeah, like literally, like. And then AB podcast, man. AB podcast.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to come there, bro.
Exactly.
Bro, I'm going to bring Keanu Reeves and every celebrity in my podcast, in my house. I hope they can come.
After the yeah, it's going to be real.
It's going to go down, man.
Yeah, so
overall, social media, blah. It's just messed up. The world is just...
Yeah.
I think...
Yeah, so it's like, do you ever just like lie down in your bed for like 30 minutes straight and just looking up at the roof like, oh my
God. It's just real sad. It's just real sad. It's just depression.
Yo. And when I got up from that, I'm like, what was I doing? Now, I asked myself, well, what was I doing? I just couldn't answer. It's impossible to answer.
Yeah, I know. Like, I wish, like, I still remember the day where I was in school and then we got a government Twitter that they're saying that, oh, it's going to be in quarantine and everyone has going to stay home now. The school's going to be shut down.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Before I got the government announced about the quarantine that is going to happen in our region, my mom called me a few minutes ago before whatever was happening, where they announced the quarantine should start happening, right? I got a call from my parents. They're like, yo, you need to stay home now. Like, this is your last day of school. Tell everyone that you're not going to come to school. Tell your teachers and everyone you're not going to come. And I swear to God, everyone was like, oh, you're lucky. You're going to stay home for like many weeks. I was like, yeah. And then after like the next few minutes, literally the same class, a few minutes after I had a call in the class, they're like, yo, quarantine starts now. Everyone's closing schools. Everyone's going to stay at home. And my God. It was insane. I don't know if my mom works for the government or where, like, she runs this country, but yeah, it's just weird, man. It's just
scary. Get shocked. Like, it's just out of nowhere, bro. I don't know.
Man, it's insane.
No more school. No more school, going out. You gotta stay at home. Online learning.
I just miss being in the Uber driver when I'm coming back home. You know, I'm just like,
Yeah, exactly. And just like jamming in your on the Bluetooth speaker that driver is.
Yeah, Bluetooth speakers. Yeah, music. Just listen to music and enjoying outside.
Yeah, enjoying
outside. Now you can't do that. No more, bro. No more. Oh, it's just mad, you know?
Mad shit, bro.
It's just, bro, I think when this ends, the world's gonna be different. Seriously, the world.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
bro, people are gonna feel weird going outside.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, the problem is in here, people, I think people should take this seriously. If we take this seriously, this thing's gonna end as soon as possible. Seriously.
Yeah, true facts.
Yeah, man. So yeah.
Yeah, and also, people's perspectives on the world is gonna change, like entirely.
Oh yeah.
Entirely, like.
It's gonna be a new world, basically. It's a refresh.
Yeah,
it's like clicking refresh on your website. That's what's happening.
Yeah,
that's what's
gonna
happen. But I mean, in the end, I mean, there's all this negative stuff about social distance. Other than that, I mean, the world, the earth itself is healing. You know, that's one thing we've got to think about, because I believe in every negative has a positive and every positive has a negative.
Yeah,
both equal. So yeah. I think the earth is healing right now. So that's one amazing thing. And the ozone layers, especially, there's been less carbon dioxide being produced. Less cars being running. So yeah, the ozone layer, everything is clearing up. It's healing itself. Yeah, the earth is healing, basically.
Like, we just can't believe, like, we us as humans, we just can't believe that and we did all this damage to the earth
during
the past years, man.
Yeah, we're the factor. And I, you know, when people say, oh, we got Mars, you know, we can move to Mars, bro. Mars is going to take a while to go in, you know?
Yeah.
I did some digging. Like, I like what Elon is doing, but it's going to take a while. I think it's going to take over his life, you know? Like, he's going to do this rest of his life. And then in the end, someone else is going to take his legacy. Someone has to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how long Elon will live for, but, like, a civilization to start in Mars, it's gonna take a while.
Because it's not a normal thing to do, you know.
It's never done. It's never been.
Yeah, it's never, exactly.
It's not a normal thing to do. It's mad. You know, it's mad. Imagine, like you're not from Earth. You know, like people used to criticize you, like you're from this country. Oh, you're born from this country. You're born from that. You know, now it's gonna be different. You know. No one's gonna talk about what country you are from, you know, like what culture you're from. You know, there's gonna be a different culture called Mars, you know, like imagine you're born from Mars and there's some guy on Earth you're talking to. You know, it's not, you're like, oh, I'm born in Mars. Oh, I'm born on Earth. You know?
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. It's just like, oh, where are you from? I'm from Mars. You know, it's just gonna be like that, literally. Like, yeah, I'm from Pluto. Weird, I'm from this planet.
It's definitely a big move from Elon Musk.
It's gonna take a long time. There's no. Yeah, I believe this generation won't see this happening. But one thing we're gonna expect is just people are gonna be in Mars, but there's not gonna be a big civilization to be start off. It's just gonna be some Voyagers is ready to start building there. That's what's gonna happen.
And they need to do a couple more experiments, you know, to test that it's safe and before humans because
the planet is small, all right, yeah. The gravity is kind of different, it's less.
Yeah,
and the layers of the ozone, like the whole layer that blocks the radiation of the sun, is very weak. So Elon's idea was to put plant nuclear bombs around the South Pole and the North Pole. So what that would do, that would release so much H2O ice, basically just ice below the South Pole and North Pole of Mars.
That would
release so much gas and so much pressure around the atmosphere, which will start making stronger atmosphere of Mars. So that's going to take a while, because like, first things first, how are you going to transport the nuclear bomb? You know, imagine detonates in the middle of the space, you know?
We don't
want that to happen, you know?
Yeah, so exactly. Like,
it's a long procedure, you know? So, and now we're facing an epidemic. So, I mean, what else? You know, like, okay, you're focusing on something else, but then you got...
And we can't really do anything right now.
For the sake
of the coronavirus, you can't do anything.
Yeah, it's just mad, you know?
The world's going mad, but like, I just hope like in a couple of months, this pandemic gets better and more people just get better and we can find a vaccine for this coronavirus.
Yeah, because people think that vaccine will end this coronavirus. The sad truth is that this virus is going to learn how to fight back this vaccine. So it's going to come back.
It's going to come back in a couple more years.
It's going to be more powerful. It's going to be powerful. I think if you heard this, it was like a shocking news for us. 4 years ago, exactly 4 years ago, TED Talk. There was the CEO of Microsoft, Bill Gates, right? The chairman, obviously. He told us that Ebola is an example of an epidemic, but in Nigeria. Now imagine an epidemic, the whole world, international epidemic. Yeah, and he said this 4 years ago that there's going to be a virus that is going to come and attack us, and we need to be ready. And he's right, really. And he says also that we should spend less on military and spend more on medical situation, because there's biological warfare is happening right now.
Who's
against who is nobody knows. It's just coronavirus against us now.
Yeah, it's like safety first for everyone. Like, we need to stay safe and social distance. Wear a mask, wear gloves. You know what I'm saying?
Hygiene. Yeah, the only reason Nigeria had an outbreak of Ebola was just because of hygiene. The thing is, viruses depend on how deadly is it by seeing the death rates. If there's more death rates, as in like it kills you instantly if you have it on your skin or when it goes inside your body, does it kill you instantly? Then it's not the most effective virus to the world, basically, because when this Ebola outbreak happened, people would start realizing under a few seconds that the guy is vomiting, he has diarrhea.
We're already shown like under like how many seconds?
It comes in under seconds, and the guy survives or not survives depends on his immune system. But he would die instantly or has to survive quickly. You know, like has to revive back seriously faster. People would actually evacuate because they would see themselves that their own people are going to die. Or like get affected by Ebola. So if it kills you quickly, it's not affected to the world, because now Ebola is gone right now. So
it's safe to say now
Ebola is this is gone. It's just great now.
Yeah.
But it's safe. Coronavirus, the one thing about coronavirus, it takes a week just to detect that you have coronavirus, to test that, yes, you have positive on coronavirus.
It's actually like 2 weeks, two to 3 weeks of like, and testing, and then find out if you have disease or not. Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's worse. It's worse if you don't have a test. So yeah.
Exactly. You need to have a test. Yeah, but like, there are more like worse and viruses than the COVID-19 right now. Ebola's worse and malaria is worse.
But there's way worse. There's like more of them out there, but like they're not out there yet. So like they're somewhere around here, but they're not spreading the world right now. So,
yeah.
There's so more to come. This is not the end. Seriously.
A case study shows in 2011 that the malaria cases are like the most highest deaths in the world. Like in 2011, that's where the most people died in the whole world. Like, and mostly Africa.
Yeah. Mostly in Africa. Yeah. Due to hygiene. Yeah.
Yeah, and right now people just panicking about the coronavirus and stuff, like, and they are worse than that. It's worse.
There's worse
than the coronavirus.
The problem is people need to be aware. I know, like, people are like suffering from like minimum wages of jobs they have, the situation of economy. Yeah. They should still be aware that this thing will be stopped if we just stay away from people. You know, like just stay home.
Like, it's a simple thing to do right now.
I know people hate staying at home. They like to go out with their friends and stuff. Yep. I remember I have many of my colleagues. They love to go out with their friends every single weekend. So I feel sorry for them, really, because now they're just panicking and they're stuck in that house and just, you know.
It's mad, really.
So people just need to stay home, literally. Then this virus will be stopped. But there's more virus. This is like beginning of an end, you know. So it's not the end yet. It's not the end. There's more to come. We need to be prepared, seriously. It's mad.
Yeah, it's mad, bro. All right, bro. So thanks for the great talk.
Bro, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I'm enjoying this podcast already.
Yeah, and shout out to you for joining me today.
No problem.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Stay safe. Tune in.
Yeah.
And bye.
See you guys.